Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw quite a crowd, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Dr. Meg Myers-Morgan is our guest. She won't be new for long. We'll have her back soon. Assistant professor at the University of Oklahoma, specializing in undergraduate programs and negotiating. She wrote the book on the topic, Everything is Negotiable, is her new book. Meg, I need your website, please.
MegMyersMorgan.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And just remember the alliteration. And, of course, I know your book's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, that sort of thing. Meg, you're a pro at negotiating. You teach people how to negotiate. But you've actually taken on women as a special interest. I didn't want to say project, special interest, special focus.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I listen. I've got a wife. I would get wrapped for that. Director of clarity over here. Anyway, so a special interest are women, helping women become better negotiators. Now, look, Meg. All I hear from women is, we're as good as you. We do everything as good as a man does. You guys, blah, 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 blah. But you're telling me it ain't so. It ain't so. What's going on?
In terms of negotiating?
Yeah. Are women not as good as men at negotiating? Have we actually found something?
I don't know that we've found that. We just have found statistically men are more likely to do it and be perceived better when they do. So
You just can't say it, can you?
I can't and I will not. You cannot
say men are better negotiators than women. You just can't come up. I'm having some fun with you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Meg.
So the premise of the book is really that the main negotiation women do is against themselves. And so I work with, men and women and have helped men and women negotiate for their salaries. But with women, you almost have to get them past their own sort of mental block.
They can't get out of their own way.
Strong. That's right. They can't get out of their own way. That's a chapter in the book. So there is this, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else. And so the special interest in women is both because of
my
experience.
What is causing you? Is it the difference between testosterone and estrogen? What is it? What's going on?
Well, we've been conditioned to be likable and pleasing and accommodating, and negotiating feels
nice.
Like
girls don't do this, right?
Yeah, and so we have to get people out of the mindset that this is somehow manipulating someone for something you don't deserve, rather than it's just leveraging your worth for something you value. So a lot of it's just reframing to women, what it looks like and what it can get to them, but also that the opportunity is there. A lot of women just, my first job out of college, I didn't negotiate and my male counterpart did and got a lot more money. Right. I just didn't know you could do that. No one ever told me.
Right.
So I think sometimes women, I don't know if men are told, I don't know if growing up someone told you to negotiate your salary.
Higher
rate.
Well, men are more likely to not be afraid of conversations that are pointed. We're more comfortable putting a fine point on things, and I have to say I'm gonna throw you guys some slack here. I do feel sorry for women. I do have a feeling for women who are trying their best to be aggressive and forceful and accomplished and productive and effective and execute without sounding like the thing that they don't want to sound like. And I know that there's a line there that men don't have to worry about. Men don't have to worry about that, but there is one that women do. And I'm going to come back to what I said earlier, Meg. I think that communication skills is a way to solve this. Find a way to say what you want in a way that first you can deal with, and second, you think they can deal with, but will still get you what you want.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think women are really strong at empathy, and they're often better on teams. So we see a lot of communication styles that are really favorable for women in the workplace. It's just that part where they're trying to individually get something that they want that they just seem to stop themselves.
Let me tell you one other through a quick thing real quick. I think there's another thing here. Women have to first believe that they are worth it. I think that's one thing that some women actually, I've said for years, the problem with men is we're not as capable as we think we are, and the problem with women is women are more capable than they think they are. I believe that.
I think, but again, I don't think that's necessarily that women come out of the womb, right? Because I look at my kids and they think they're, you know, amazing. It's that they, over time, the messages women receive make them feel like they aren't worth. Mm-hmm. Or that their worth isn't attached to certain things like it is for men. And so, it's coming at us externally. It's coming at us internally. Yeah, it's kind of hard to just say, I'm worth this.
But it is possible. And if you read their book, folks, Everything is Negotiable, ladies, there's a whole chapter. Maybe the whole book is in there for you. MegMyersMorgan.com. The book's available wherever books are sold. It's won an award. Meg, will you come back? Let's talk about this some more.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Meg Myers-Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, get up on your hind legs. Get what you want. I want that for you. You know I do. 29F. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.